Regal in Burlington, the Oak Center Cinema, the Regal in Brandywine Wilmington, and the Regal in Downingtown.
Okay, so all over the place here. You can check it out, Vindicating Trump, and hopefully we'll see what happens with this. But Dinesh has an interesting angle here. What's wrong with showing that anybody would be feeling the heat with possibly going to jail for 20 years to life? I think that indicates something about a person that is better other than somebody pretending that's not wearing on you, but they're not winning with it. All right, we'll play you the boat guy. I love this guy with the CNN reporter coming up. Hey, last call. The offer is almost over. All FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Then with the YouTube TV base plan, you're able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account, current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your weeknights are getting a whole lot better. Better. Starting Monday, October 7th with Jimmy Failla, 7 to 10 p.m.
I met Diddy. Diddy had a restaurant, and he used to walk around with a bottle of champagne in his hand, which is a little weird. You know what I'm saying? If the guy who's the proprietor is drinking straight out of the bottle, it makes you wonder if the Board of Health has some reservations.
And Walter Sterling, 10 to 1.
I hate tolls. I don't believe in them charging a buck more to go over the river. What the hell is that about? What did I get for that going from $5 to $6? These are criminal events.
Listen, weeknight starting October 7th on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the Free Odyssey app.
Of course, we all need to save a little cash, especially during back-to-school season. Saving money on your utility bills is a great start. Sign up for the CNC Heating and Air Conditioning Maintenance Plan. Minimize the wear and tear on your system and lower your energy bills this winter. If your HVAC needs replacing, CNC makes budgeting for a new system a snap with 0% financing options. Schedule an estimate today with CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, your local York Certified Comfort Experts. Start saving today. Visit cc-hvac.com.
40 days to lose up to 40 plus pounds with NJ Diet. It only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize supplements that will target your hormonal imbalances so you can lose that weight. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep it off. Call Dr. T, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or go to njdiet.com. 40 days up to 40 pounds, 40 days up to 40 pounds, NJ Diet.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-688-6641. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-688-6641. That's 800-688-6641.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, it's Matt, your Leaf Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/gutter to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/gutter. That's leaffilter.com/gutter.
Keeping free speech alive. Odyssey's number one talk station. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. So, you know, Trump is the only one where you see Trump merchandise stores. You see the boat parades. That's rare. I don't even remember the Obama base doing anything along these lines. So CNN catches up with a guy who has his own boat, but has a lot to say about how bad the economy is. And apparently, if you own a boat, this MAGA boat parade guy, you shouldn't have anything to say about the economy. Cut 14.
What's your most important issue?
The economy, getting the interest rates down, getting it what we can afford to live in America. Right now, it's too expensive.
Okay, now let me maybe ask like a slightly impolite question. But, you know, if you can afford a boat, you're not hurting so bad, right? Because a boat costs a lot of money and it's a lot of upkeep.
Listen, nobody gave me I earned everything that I've got. I'm retired military, retired power plant, and I am successful and retired and with boats, jet skis, because I did it right. And everybody has that chance. Whether they choose or not, that's up to them.
I would never try to take anything away from you in that way. But what I'm asking is, groceries are probably a smaller part of your budget than, say, you know, someone who's like a little worse off. I think it's interesting that people who are a little bit more comfortable are still so concerned about the economy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Because I want my money to go further. I want inflation to go down. I want interest rates to go back down. I want all that. But that covers everybody in the economy. Not just me, not just the poor, not just the rich. It covers everybody.
Now, something I've heard from some people, tell me if this applies to you, is like they're worried their kids aren't able to afford a house or a car.
Well, I train my kids and taught my kids properly. They have great educations. And they're both successful in their careers. Actually, they're doing better than me.
CNN not winning it with this guy. You know, he could have said to, at one point there, yeah, I want to keep more of my money. I don't want to pay for all this. And I want more Americans to do better. That's the American way. But there was the suggestion there. You got a boat and all. You know, you can't be complaining about this. This just in, the Georgia Election Board is saying they will have a new requirement. They will be counting the vote. Let me see if this is in every county. It's the Georgia Election Board. They're going to require hand counts of ballots. Now, you can imagine in Georgia, it was difficult enough, Fulton County and all the rest of it. But this is an added layer of protection. And the Washington Post, New York Times now are on fire. Oh, my God, what's it going to be like in Georgia? Meanwhile, here, Al Schmidt, that Secretary of State, was out there again this week telling us, well, you can't expect us, can you, to have election results even the day after. Just setting the expectations, just setting this up to cause trouble. Imagine, as I believe it's certainly possible, more than likely, that Pennsylvania will determine the fate of the country. And we're waiting here until Al Schmidt and his minions say, yeah, we've counted everything now. And then we're supposed to say, oh, okay, that sounds fine. They have new equipment. They got a lot more money. We are going to talk over in Luzerne County with the head person there. I'm going to have the exact title here, but their person in charge of elections. Now, Luzerne County, put on the map by Scott Presler, of course, has another place like Bucks County where it looks like this week it's going to flip from Democrat registrations to Republicans. She banned the idea of drop boxes this week and wanted to see about counting the vote. There had some problem even keeping up with registrations with the number of people because it's been so overwhelming. So we'll ask about that, but also about election night. Phone lines to get in, though. On the side question, 855-839-1210, which is something, no matter what people tell you, might be a film, might be a TV show, could be something else. you're going to resist that, you know, that everybody else seems to say great things about. This coming off Henry, Cheers, and Frasier. Oh, man. If I tell Kelsey Grammer that, Henry, and you're there with us at Mulligan someday.
Oh, no.
That's it, buddy. You're into a headlock right there. What do you mean? All right, let's stop the show right here. Anybody have a take? Let's go and watch Frasier for a half hour, then come back and get Henry to report. But Dan, even a worse, The Sopranos.
Yeah, that's criminal.
I find that's criminal. All right, she's a county manager from Luzerne County. We'll get to her coming up, but your calls are right around the corner at 855-839-1210.
When you go on vacation, does it make sense to have someone else pack for you? Of course not. The same can be said for your retirement. Your 401k could be packed with things you don't know about or even need. If you're close to retirement but don't have a plan customized to your goals, that's kind of like taking a 30-year vacation with no idea what's in your suitcase. It seems like a stressful way to start what should be a relaxing time. Jim Cipriotti and the Retire Ready Financial Group can help you unpack your savings and build a plan to help reduce future taxes, along with a clearly defined income strategy. Call Jim at 610-894-7415 for your complimentary retirement game plan. Or visit RetireReadyFG.com. That's 610-894-7415.
Investment advisory services offered through Retire Ready Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through James V. Cipriotti, Retire Ready Financial Group, LLC, NPN number 2083768.
See Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey, Saturday, October 26th. It's the story of Philadelphia sports put to music.
He does a lot of parodies of different songs to see it all come together, which is awesome.
And then the whole family and his daughter.
Yeah, the Carson Wentz hate definitely resonated.
And I love the Frank Sinatra guy, and I thought the drummer was fabulous. Go Joe, go Birds. It was awesome.
That's Conklin with City Rhythm at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey, Saturday, October 26th. For tickets, go to JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com!
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are having two fabulous back-to-school specials. The 2024 S60 front-wheel drive sedan and the exciting electric C40 each can be leased for 36 months for $369. Due at inception would be a down payment and taxes and registration fees. But in New Jersey, this C40 has no tax. The $369 is an incredible payment on each of these Cherry Hill Volvos. Visit Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team would be honored to partner with you.
Honey, is our car still under warranty?
No, not anymore.
My sister just got an extended service plan from Ox Car Care.
Ox Car Care?
Yeah, Ox will cover our repair bills if anything happens to our car, new brakes, a transmission, AC, or engine problems. Plus, Ox Car Care offers free oil changes, tire rotation, and roadside assistance.
Wait a minute, we pay nothing on the repairs? Ox gets it fixed for us? Free oil changes, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance? What's the number?
800-224-8517. Ox has a 30-day money-back guarantee and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They handle their claims from start to finish, unlike other warranty companies. We should call now. 800-224-8517.
The last thing we need is an unexpected car repair bill. I'm calling Ox Car Care now.
Call Ox Car Care for your free quote. 800-224-8517. Ask about senior and military discounts. Don't get stuck with a major car repair bill. Call Ox Car Care, 800-224-8517, or go to oxcarcare.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
is Dom Time. Welcome in. You got the side question today. Something everybody else has seen or raves about. It could be anything. And you just have never gotten around to it or not going to get around to it. Might even be defensive about it. Might have a gut instinct like Game of Thrones with me. That's what we're looking for to get a winner today. Put your name into the hat. All right, Henry's on the watch. Any moment, they're late already. I mean, you would think the Secret Service here. Yeah, oh, Dom, you're really going crazy now. All these other people are always late for a news conference. You would think the Secret Service might be buttoned up. The guy would be standing at the podium. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bang. You think you'd get that? No. Not getting that. Late. All right. So we'll see what they say. It looks to be the Secret Service taking questions from the media. They'll probably make an opening statement. This is on the first assassination. The first question I have is, why don't we have the report yet? Question two, I'm looking at the reporters, Dan, with something they're looking at there, and it looks like half the pages are redacted that I can't even read over their shoulder they're showing. All right, so we'll break in with some of this. We'll dip in and out and give you the flavor of it. And by the end of this, it'll be pretty interesting to see if they can stand any kind of scrutiny at all on what the heck has been on. So it's an update, but they won't put it down on paper. I'd rather have it on paper. I want them to tell us, was it really too hot on that roof? Is that a myth, or is that something that really was under consideration? All right, among other things. At 1:15, we'll talk to the county manager out there in Luzerne County. So, Henry, you just signal me. Yeah, this guy's going to make an opening statement, which I really don't want. But if you hear anything interesting, we'll start to dip into it from the Secret Service. Essentially, this is on the first shooting. Now, one other point before I take a couple calls. And I've been saving it to this point. It plays into the shootings, the attempted, in one case, actual shooting, and then the other that was headed off here with President Trump. Notice one of the things the left really hates, because in the world of progressives, the currency is victimhood. The bigger a victim you are, the more currency you have. The more, and I'll play you an example of this out in Lower Merion that's making some news at a school board meeting where an African-American female on the school board told Jewish residents of Lower Merion during this diversity and equity nonsense meeting, well, they're white. So it's kind of the same thing as being Asians, being adjacent white. They have no misery to talk about. And I've seen this play before. Oh, what about the Holocaust? Nah, you don't get that because you're deemed white. So victimhood is big on the left. We all know that. They're not going to let Trump be a victim, even though he's the one that was shot, could have been killed right there by an inch, quarter of an inch, and then just playing golf as a maniac on the next hole that could have taken him out. Well, we're not going to talk about that. You deserved it, even, it becomes. You're the one that drew all this stuff, not anything that we did. All right, the Secret Service guy saying that they did not give clear directions to the police that were there. There were deficiencies. They did not sync up their room with local law enforcement and an over-reliance of mobile devices. That's what they want to tell us now. All right, so the bottom line, they say they need a shift in how to conduct operations. Put it down on paper. Who was in charge that day is what we want to know. What's been done with them? Nobody's been fired. And why did this attitude carry over into the second almost shooting that we've seen just recently? I dip in a little bit, Henry. Could we hear? Here's the Secret Service acting director.
18-11-05, by a phone call, a site agent calls the assistant site agent to find out what exactly is going on at the 3 o'clock And during that call, shots ring out. At 18:11:32, verified through body camera footage, the first series of shots are fired by the assailant. At 18:11:36, again verified through body camera footage, a second series of shots are fired by the assailant. At 18:11:47, through body camera footage, Secret Service counter snipers neutralized the threat. With respect to diligence, line of sight issues were acknowledged, but not properly mitigated. Issues were encountered the day of the visit with respect to line of sight concerns, but they were not escalated to supervisors. While some members of the advance team were very diligent, there was complacency on the part of others that led to a breach of security protocols. With respect to accountability, the Mission Assurance Review has identified deficiencies in the advance planning and its implementation by Secret Service personnel. These employees will be held accountable, and this agency has among the most robust table of penalties in the entirety of the federal government. And these penalties will be administered according to our disciplinary process. But due to federal regulations, I cannot get into personnel matters as they are proceeding.
Of course.
With respect to a paradigm shift,
we're at a pivotal moment, Henry. So, you mean the supervisors on the spot, they were not notified? Is that what he means? But if they're on the spot, some of them were supervisors that were there. They don't know this guy has a clear line of sight? What the hell? I mean, it ought to shock people here. Now, I don't know if these admissions still any kind of conspiracy here, but the conspiracy is, or the reality, they were not going to give Trump the protection that they were giving the president of the United States, even though Trump has a bigger threat level than anybody we've seen, maybe in the entirety back to Abraham Lincoln or something. Isn't that the root cause? And look, it's not just about penalties to the agents. It's about this whole organization, this mixture of incompetency and at the same time arrogance that's involved. Lack of communication, drone issues plague the agency. So we'll dip in on this or give you some of the questions from the media here. I don't know why there's not a full report out there yet, though. All right, let's go to Lucas and Ambler. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lucas, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, I wanted to talk about security, but I also want to make a quick comment. I think Mark Robinson is being treated very viciously and very unfairly. I mean, just because he's a pervert, just because he's a conspiracy freak.
Okay. Obvious seminar caller. Look, Mark Robinson. You know, Lucas, why go through it? Just call straight up and say you want to talk about Mark Robinson, a guy who will see this play out hopefully soon in North Carolina, who appears to be that there's evidence here of stuff that is really going to sink him, if true, as a candidate for governor. And my hope is he doesn't tarnish a Trump win in North Carolina. So if you want to say that, okay. Why sit there, pretend, do all this other stuff, then launch as if, do you know who you're dealing with here? Like, I don't hear that instantly of what you're doing. Yeah, acknowledged. I don't know why this choice to me was mysterious in North Carolina. What would Democrats do in a situation like this? I think they would move in just like they did with Biden. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. He probably would resist and not move out. All right, so we'll continue to monitor this with the Secret Service, though. It's interesting why this news conference, yet not the written report. I'm not exactly sure, and I'm waiting here for the first media question. We'll give you that. Then we have a guest from Luzerne County. And no answer yet to why they're still not getting who exactly gave these orders and why. All right. So I think the Secret Service director is going on to say how successful they've been with all these things they've had to do recently. Yeah, true. But we're talking about life and death in the country here. And Secret Service at this point in time, there's no doubt in my mind, is not good enough. It's just not. Today we had to have in the House a bill that passed, now it goes to the Senate, saying if you're a candidate, Republican, Democrat party, you'll get the same protection as the President of the United States. And that's exactly how it should be. We don't want any of these people to be shot, not just for their life, which ultimately is the most important thing, but also because of what it would do to the country. All right, let's hear that first question here, Henry.
To these events, do you believe your highest level protectees will now need to campaign differently in how they organize their events and in how they live their daily lives, things like trips to golf courses or recreational time? Will they have to live differently in order to be safe?
Well, ultimately, Kelly, it's the responsibility of the Secret Service to make sure that we provide a secure environment for our protectees. We want them to make sure that they can live their lives with some type of normalcy, but they must do so with us providing the highest levels of protection, which we have been doing since July 13th. And so it's ultimately our responsibility to make sure.
Wait a minute. Well, let's stop it all. Let's stop it. And that's a silly question right out of the box. They should. She's trying to imply that Trump shouldn't golf. You're not providing it at the highest level. Are you crazy? If you were, some maniac would not be in the shrubs for 12 hours. Are we all in agreement with this? You mean, if that were Biden, that's the highest level that the Secret Service can provide? Not having people on the perimeter looking at places along the fence line? Not having drones up? Not, to my knowledge, using infrared? I put somebody in the media challenging on that and saying, really? That's the highest level of protection? He said since in July, that's what they've been doing. Well, if that's the highest level of protection, I feel sorry for a president of the United States. I don't believe that, based upon what I've seen over the course of the years. All right, so we'll have more, Henry. You can just tape whatever, if you like anything here, and we'll try to summarize as we go. But right out of the box, that first question set me off the wrong way as far as trying to tell us that, maybe they have to change their lives. I realize there's a certain level of restriction to help the Secret Service mission, but being on a golf course, I don't think is one of them. We've had presidents that have golfed all the time before, Kelly, and they were safe, or at least we believe them to be. All right, coming up, we're going to go to Luzerne County, talk with the county manager of the election there. A lot of things in the air with this place. The other day, she just said no more drop boxes, which is pretty bold. That's in court now. Couldn't agree more. Drop boxes are probably the biggest area of insecurity in this election. 855-839-1210. That's next on Talk Radio 1210.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Nobody gave me. I earned everything that I've got.
I gotta say, this guy, life goals.
You own a pontoon, sir. I don't think inflation has hurt you. By the way, I mean, you can get a pontoon boat for 25, 30 grand. It's no different than buying a low-end car. Yep. It doesn't make you rich because you have a pontoon on a lake. She acted like he had a yacht.
I just love that CNN went up to him because they thought that they were going to catch a rube.
See, here's the thing. Get out in the real world and actually converse with human beings, yep, and you'll find out that usually not true.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Are you ready for retirement? Have you prepared everything you need? Well, at Investor Schooling, we will teach you ways to better prepare for your retirement using real estate and the stock market. But you need to learn how to do it right, and that's what we teach. At Investor Schooling, we sell nothing but education. Come to Investor Schooling and learn how to have a better retirement. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and RSVP right now for this Thursday's class at 7 o'clock. Go to InvestorSchooling.com. That's InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you tired of hearing about the recession that's coming? Are you prepared for it? Well, listen, at InvestorSchooling.com, we're going to teach you ways to prepare for the recession that you didn't even know existed. We're going to teach you strategies on how to use real estate. We're going to teach you strategies how to use the stock market properly. That's right, you can even make money in the stock market when the stock market goes down. Hey, go to InvestorSchooling.com and register for a free class this Thursday night, and you will learn all of these techniques. Go to InvestorSchooling.com right now, RSVP for this Thursday. We'll see you there.
Hey, Daydreamer. Did we catch you thinking about your dreams? With Wells Fargo Premier, a team can help you plan for them. So let's imagine your biggest dream. Not the easy one, the one behind it. The one you work towards every day and every night. Can you see it? Then we can help you plan for it. Ready to start planning for your dreams? You can at wellsfargo.com/getpremier.
As the leaves change, so can your ride. With the all-new 2025 Infiniti QX80, now available at Infiniti of Westchester. This month, elevate your drive with unmatched luxury, bold design, and performance that's built to conquer any season. The 2025 Infiniti QX80 is here, where style meets power and comfort knows no bounds. So visit us in-store or check us out online at infinityofwestchester.com and step into the future of driving today. Philly rides with us.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Follow Talk Radio 1210 on Instagram and Facebook at 1210 WPHD.
All right, Dom G or Dano Show. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question. We're monitoring and we'll bring you any more that we get from the acting Secret Service Director. But I'm certainly happy to tell you that it appears to me in Luzerne County, which has been the center of a lot of campaign action on both sides. Scott Presler talks about it all the time. We have the county manager with us. She this week, for several reasons, which she'll lay out, said no drop boxes this time around. But they are in a place that it is overwhelming, the intensity, I think. So what does that mean for them in the election cycle? Joining us is the Luzerne County Manager, Romilda Crocamo, here on Talk Radio 1210. I hope I didn't butcher that too badly, Romilda. Thank you very much.
That was very well done. I went to law school, and I always knew when the professor got to my name because they skipped it and called on the person next to me. So.
You know what? I went to law school, too. That's beneficial, is it not? You don't have to prepare as hard. Yeah,
I know. And the person who sat next to me ended up being one of my best friends, but he wasn't very happy the first year. So.
You know, I admire that in you because it's off-putting when you have someone that immediately corrects you, like it's the end of the world that you were, you know, a hair off. So you made news this week, and our buddy Scott Presler, Luzerne County, there's a pitch battle there, so you are in the center of the action. First, let's start with the drop boxes. Why did you rescind drop boxes this week?
Well, it wasn't a political reason, and there was no political pressure. It was for safety and security. You know, I'm not admonishing or saying that drop boxes shouldn't be used or that they should be used. But right now in Luzerne County, for September, October, and November, of 2024, I cannot guarantee that they would be safe and secure, and it's my responsibility to do that.
Now, people that, I think they are the fatal flaw in safety and security here, at least perceptually, it's very difficult. People on the other side of this, though, don't agree with this. They say, well, you have video of it.
Well, here's the video. It is a recommended form of security. It's not the beginning and the end. It would be nice if the legislature would have given us some guidance on how we should use these drop boxes and how we can make them safe. Video cameras certainly are a level of security. But unfortunately, we had a situation in the primary that for whatever reason, it wasn't anything nefarious, but the video, it was either videotaped over or the time period of saving the video lapsed, and we didn't have the video. The videos are good to a certain extent, but they don't necessarily prevent anything from happening.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other part of this is that Luzerne is very important, and as I said, the intensity, which means more voters. Here in Philadelphia, there's unhappiness because people are telling us, their projection is, we may not know for 3 or 4 days after the date of the election. So in Luzerne mm-hmm. County, I wanted to get on somebody in your position and break this down. Based upon what I'm told, we ought to do better this time, as hard as it is, with all these mail-in ballots because of new equipment and money from the state to keep rotating teams, as I understand it, Romilda, to mm-hmm. come in and keep the vote going because accuracy, of course, is number one. But number two is to do it in a reasonable period of time. What are your thoughts? What are you trying to do?
Well, I mean, I think Luzerne County is always important, whether it's an election or not. But and we can't really compare Luzerne County with Philadelphia. Philadelphia has, you know, it's Philadelphia, and they have a lot more challenges than we do here in Luzerne. But we have the last few elections, we have been reporting the results definitely, you know, within the evening or the early morning after. It would be good if they let us canvass beforehand. We have to wait to tally the mail-in ballots till after the polls close at 8 o'clock. It would be, we have them in a queue ready to be processed. It would be nice if we could do that beforehand, but we can't. We will do, I bring in other staff members from other departments, many of which who have been doing work at elections for years, and they come in and they do the processing. And we stay. I stay until all the ballots are tallied.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it should be. What could you add now? Because, again, this is on our radar screen. We're trying to get back to perception by everybody as much as possible. It's going to be difficult that this is a fair election. Every legal vote counted. All those things. I like what the courts have done so far to try to take away some of the things that I think were outside what the legislature intended, some of the Supreme Court rulings recently. But what is your thought heading into this as far as increasing public confidence in it?
Well, we are going to put in live cameras where the ballots are. So if anybody at 3 o'clock in the morning wakes up like I do, they can look at our ballots.
Now, wait a minute. Is that being done in other counties? Romilda, I really like that idea. You saw how popular it is when Shapiro was having 95 temporarily done over. Mm-hmm. You put up the cam.
Right.
People love this stuff.
That's
now.
Right.
That is a great idea. If I can actually see what's going on there, that helps.
You can absolutely. You can look at where our ballots are doubly locked. We're going to have cameras when the judges' bags get returned. We're going to have video cameras there so that everybody can see what the process is and that nothing is being destroyed or anything. We're going to, we have a fairly large county, and we have to gather the voting, the judges' bags in the southern part of the county, which is one of the reasons why our numbers are delayed, because it takes about a half hour, 45 minutes to get them from the Hazleton area up to Wilkes-Barre. We're going to have where they gather to hand over to our sheriffs, those judges' bags. We're going to have that videotaped as well. So we're going to do things like that. And yesterday, or 2 days ago, I sent letters to party leaders, the national party leaders, the state party leaders, and the local party leaders. I'd like them to come. I want to tell them what we're doing for voter registration, the mail ballots, so that they can see our process and ask questions, and let them know that, you know, as much as we can be transparent about, because there's some things that we cannot show or reveal, we're going to do it.
That is tremendous. Made my day. I hope every county would do that. It would help for people to be have access, transparency. Romilda, thank you very much. Anytime you have some issue and you'd like to talk about, I will work on pronunciation of the name. We won't call on your friend. We'll bring you back on. Thank you for jumping in today. We appreciate it very much.
You. Have a nice weekend.
All right. There is the Luzerne County manager. So cameras, video at every point, actually seeing the counting, hopefully up close and personal. Why not do that in Philadelphia? They have a gazillion dollars. They can open all these early election offices. That's all that we want to see. That's all that we want to see. Chain of custody, video, here they're handing over the votes. That's exactly what they should be doing. Henry?
I just, when she said that, I thought about Ocean's 11 when they make an exact replica of the vault. That's what they're just going to do to get around that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about that. All right. So we'll... We'll work with that. 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. I'm watching, as we're talking to, the Secret Service in this. And again, if that's the biggest takeaway I have is not even from the first shooting. It's hearing the acting director saying that since July, that President Trump was getting the level of security that the President of the United States gets. Wow. That's just not true at the golf course. And the first question out of the bat by somebody from NBC, I think she was, well, you know, do you think these people might have to curtail their lives for you to be able to protect them? And she mentioned the golf course. No, we ought to be a country where the President of the United States can play golf, play basketball, do whatever they're going to do, and they should be able to be protected, right? No. Trump should have to stop golfing if he wants protection. Is it so otherworldly, a guy in the bushes for 12 hours, that we can't detect that? All right, so we got that. And also, you just heard the Luzerne County manager that they'll be filming the county, okay? I just think the message to Philadelphia, and they don't care, has to be all-out transparency on this. If you want the perception to change. Now, there will still be some people that are not going to change whatever. They'd rather wallow in whatever, and we'll go down that rabbit hole. But your job is not just to do this accurately. It's also to change somewhat the tenor of where we are. All right, here are the phone lines to get in. 855-839-1210. The acting Secret Service director says on July 13th at 6 p.m., Secret Service informed that local police were addressing an issue at outer perimeter of rally. I don't see any answer, though, about why they would let Trump go on here. You know, not exactly sure how in the world somebody didn't make the decision and say, abundance of caution, we're not going to let Trump go on at this point. Still no answers to this other than what looks to be, we're not placing blame on any individuals here, overall paradigm, etc. And I still don't see a written report on this. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Give me your reaction to the Luzerne County manager, what they're doing. Philadelphia's got a gazillion dollars. They could do these things. Well, why do we need that? We've always done it this way. I told you why we need that. If you want buy-in, given all that's happened, then you're going to have to go the extra mile. Isn't that clear? Side question today. Hit us with coming off Henry, not seeing Cheers and Frasier and Marty Scorsese. It is a film, TV, something else that people has wide popularity, but you can't just buy into. That's what we're looking for. 855-839-1210. Hey, how are your cholesterol levels? Managing healthy cholesterol is key to a strong heart and overall wellness. For over 38 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years, and with good reason. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP at checkout to double your order on any cholesterol product for free. Call them at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember to use that code DROP. Buy one, get one free on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, at res-q.com.
Weather sponsored by Morgan & Morgan.
It is a warm and pleasant finish to the summer season as fall officially begins on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds today with a high temperature well above average at 83. Tonight, partly cloudy, comfortable, low 64 for the city, cooler in the suburbs. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 80.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Today, we're the largest injury firm in the world, and I'm thankful to you for trusting us all these years. We'll always be here for the people, not the powerful. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's also what a lot of us lack in our basement or garage. By switching to a Navien tankless water heater, not only will you have all the hot water you need whenever you need it, but you'll gain storage area as well. Maybe a place to display your space collectibles.
Highly logical.
Learn about Navien's series of high-efficiency tankless water heaters and how they don't just save space, but save dollars on your utility bills too. For more, go to tanklessmadesimple.com.
California Psychics is the real deal. They helped me out, totally changed my attitude, totally got me psyched to start my business and to take a new path in my life.
At California Psychics, we only connect our customers with the best. We reject 98% of the psychics who apply to us, so we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Got a roofing problem? Don't let it ruin your day.
Emmons Roofing and Siding offers professional roofing services from repairs to complete lifetime warranted replacements.
And you can trust our experienced team to keep your home safe and secure. And we can even handle insurance claims for you.
Give us a call today at 856-885-6677 or visit us on the web at callemmons.com. From top to bottom,
to inside and out,
at Emmons, we have you covered.
Does he love me? What's he thinking? Is he cheating on me?
If love has you guessing, Spirit Now's trusted psychics have the answers. For over 15 years, we've helped thousands find their true path in love. Whether it's your current partner, an ex, or finding your soulmate, our gifted advisors offer clarity and guidance. We'll ease your worries and show you the way forward. With Spirit Now, you can find the comfort and joy you deserve. Wondering if true love is out there? Feeling lost? Our compassionate psychics are ready to listen and guide you. Discover what love has in store. Take advantage of our special offer today. Your first reading is just $1 a minute. Visit spiritnow.com or call 888-809-1444. That's 888-809-1444.
The guidance I got really changed everything for me.
Your first reading is just $1 a minute. Visit spiritnow.com or call 888-809-1444. Your true path in love starts with Spirit Now. Call 888-809-1444.
Have you heard all the talk about fresh pet food? Well, a Dogs and Cats rule, when it comes to fresh, healthy ingredients, we lead the way. Hi, I'm George Parenti, and I'm here to tell you there's nothing better nutrition-wise than fresh food for your pet. Stop in to one of our 7 neighborhood locations and ask our expert staff how a real, fresh, meat-based diet can change your pet's overall health and well-being. Shop online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Broadcasting live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
All right, time to your Dano show, 855-839-1210. So apparently, in the shooting in Butler, there were line of sight concerns, but the acting Secret Service director seems to say that they were not conveyed to the supervisor there as much. Wouldn't the supervisor see this? I mean, isn't this not Monday morning quarterbacking, but pretty much common sense? 855-839-1210. You know, but government working can work sometimes. The woman we had on from Luzerne County, videotaping every aspect of this, live streaming it, that you'll be able to see them doing the count. Now, look, nothing, given all that's been said and done, is 100% going to make people, particularly if this is as close as I think it's going to be. I would predict, A, this is going to be under the vote count that we saw before. If the election were held now, right now. Now, you know, a lot of events can happen. There's a lot of moving parts here. But if held now, so it'll be under 80,000. Let's say it's under 50,000. All right, and Philadelphia is just, you know, 2 days into it. And I would predict Pennsylvania is going to be it. You look at the path for either party, and Harris is now trying to win, throwing their chips into North Carolina and Georgia a lot. I don't see that happening. And I think Georgia's going to be much more solid with election integrity this time. And what was it, like 13,000 votes the last time? I could see Pennsylvania ending up in that range. And delaying all this, my God. All right, so I hope you felt hearing Luzerne County a little bit more of some of the things that are going on out there. And here in Philadelphia, I can assure you, the two guys that I know that are in charge of the Trump effort on the ground are no mess around guys who know what they're doing. And they're going to fight like hell for every vote. And Linda Kearns on the legal side. You know, but I realize this is a difficult thing. Philadelphia just thinks they're going to do what they want. All right, let me go to Charlie in Northern PA on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom. I just wanted to get your thoughts on yesterday's interview with Jim Lee.
Yeah, well, what are yours?
Mine, I figured, as a guy making the decision on his own, I don't think he went through any other commissioners. I think it's something he just did on his own.
Well, right. But that's my point, though, that you have people signing off on this letter, and when I asked them, would this be in Springfield Township, they don't want it, or they come up with a reason why it won't be in their town or their area, Charlie, but they're hell-bent to push this idea to the public that this is what we need to do. Well, do it in Springfield Township then.
Yeah. I mean, this is the same guy who tried to ban the police.
Yes. Yep.
And made a, he threatened to take away the Little League fields because of an incident of a banner flying over. And now he's doing this. I mean, it's just one person. I don't know what he's doing to our township.
Well, look, I hear you. And again, I'm glad he came on. There are three or four of these people in the area that signed off to this. And what it comes down to is they think this is a great idea, but they want to assure people in their towns they're not going to do it there. They want to put it, it's like dumping in Kensington. It's the same kind of principle that we've seen. Who's your, what's your thing, Charlie, that people raved about that you've never seen?
Yellowstone.
How come? How did you not see it?
I seen one episode, and I thought it was kind of dragging.
Okay. You know, it's you got to be a conservative and be with Yellowstone. I vaguely saw it, and I some of it was I didn't have it, you know, Paramount. I didn't have that channel at that point. I don't have a desire to see it either, I have to admit.
Same.
Yes, yeah,
yeah, I think that's a good answer for both of us.
I just like, well, Dan and I have said with the Gutfeld show, I don't get it. I mean,
I would say this on Rich's show all the time.
Yeah.
I don't find it funny.
Right.
At all.
The reason, all right, I buy part of the reason. The others are so dreadful and so just political, pretending to not be political. But they're on later. I mean, it's not, and I've done shows with Kat Timp, the 5 o'clock show. Mm-hmm. She's been on. I don't get it. I don't get the magic of it, but it is. Now, the other night when Trump was on, it was one of a kind at the last minute. 5 million people watched. That's approaching network TV. So they're filling the niche is the only thing I can tell you. Now, CNN is putting on a lame show, a comedy show. They think if Gutfeld can do it, they must be able to do it. This was a lot worse. Gutfeld looks professional, great. I think there's a hunger for a show that's funny about all these things. And even though I don't see it as overwhelming, it's filling a niche.
Isn't that why people watch late night at this point?
it's you know,
why
look,
does CNN
I could go
in?
Through them. Fallon, I like people that are great mimics. He's a great mimic, so I could watch him. And he's pretty much apolitical. Jimmy Kimmel is a dope. And he's a dangerous dope, playing on empathy and telling us we don't have it. Colbert is a cynical guy who doesn't even want to pretend to do humor anymore. It is straightforward politics. It's stunning to me to get to that level.
I mean, I haven't watched any of those shows in years.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched, I only see it occasionally. Kimmel sets me off probably the most, though. It is the blackface and all that. Come on, Jimmy. You had to take a whole summer off. Stop lecturing. You know, it's a little tough. Fallon, I think, is still reasonable. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Joe, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom, I blame it all on Howard Stern with the shock jock garbage. He set the bar, and everybody else is trying to, you know, follow his suit.
Well, I don't see that. I don't see any connection. That's a long time ago. And look, he's the one that's going woke here. So, you know.
Dom, he's still doing it today. They try and agitate people in the most simplistic of minds.
Well, but late night TV wasn't doing what Stern was doing. It was entertainment, the monologue, you know, from Johnny Carson, even Leno, somewhat Letterman. It wasn't like these guys. This is dry. It's like a political lecture almost.
It took them a while to catch on and find their own niche. It's kind of abstract, but I wonder what Kamalas would accept, or if Susie were to pose the question, how about if we were to put an intermediate into the audience and ask the follow-up question to the poser, the person who posed the question, are you satisfied with your answer? Because I, like many, are really getting really frustrated with these unanswered questions. So if somebody were to ask Kamala or her staff, can we put somebody in the audience who would, you know, either accept or not accept, you know, how do you feel about how your question was answered? Put her on the spot, because this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And I just want you to know, Joe, it may not be working. Now, I'll give you the other side of this in a moment. Gallup just has a poll out showing how Trump's favorables are going up and hers are going down, and buried in this poll is exactly what people don't like what you're talking about. Here's the upside if you're coaching her, though. She can't do it. She's got to run out the clock like this. Evidence that she can't do it, Joe. The big-time politicians I've interviewed, like Obama or anybody else, if they want to run out the clock, they're more artful in not having you see how lame it is they're not answering the question. She can't even do that. So, but it's still her best strategy. Otherwise, you can imagine what she might say.
Don, then she has to be put on the spot. She has to be. You're not answering her questions. How would you feel putting somebody in, you know, as an intermediary to see how much satisfaction?
Yeah, I hear your solution, but you know what? I have a better one, I think, Joe. I think the solution is another debate that Trump could do it, because the media is not going to put her on the spot. They're going to run out the clock. Joe, what is the thing that everybody's gaga over and you go, I don't see that?
Well, and I've dealt with this like firsthand from friends, especially women. Are there any good guys out there, and they all go on these dating sites and they wind up in a 4x4 with a half empty box of Kentucky Fried Chicken on the front seat with a guy? These internet dating sites, Dom.
Where's the Kentucky Fried Chicken go for? That was pretty good.
I'm going to tell you, my dad told me from day one, relationships are a contact sport. You could be anybody you want online, and that's who you get online.
That is a very good one.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Because online dating apps stink.
Yeah.
I got to disagree to some point here. That's how I met my wife.
All right, we got a contest there. All right.
I met my wife on an online dating service, but one of the more reputable ones.
Yeah. The ones that the kids are using nowadays.
I used
It's good in college. That's about it.
Used eHarmony.
That's where you're going. All right. More of your calls coming up. Those are good, though. Drew has got a great one that I'm in agreement with. I'm only doing the fantasy football because Luke set it up and all, and I want to, you know, I explain the family thing and all that. We won last week, even though we didn't do anything. I don't even know who I played.
Those are the people that always end up winning, too.
Yeah, put Perowski. Perowski.
Auto draft. Oh, I forgot to set my lineup. Won.
All right, I made this week have to look at it. All right, our buddy Steve Feldman from Zionists of America is with us next. I want to show you my award, too, coming up on youtube.com/1210WPHT. It is conversation piece beyond belief. I want it for the Dom Dome so listeners can see it. Ro wants to put it in the living room. He's next. First, though, let me tell you about Captain Chuckies. Captain Chuckies is there for us. Autumn, things get more hectic, activities, kids back to school, football, planning for all kinds of parties. Just know Captain Chuckies is there, not just for crab cakes and the Dom roll and all that stuff. Let them take over your meal planning. How about this? Have you tried the all-new wild shrimp scampi ravioli? Chuckies has teamed up with Vera Pasta. They have lobster, crab, and now wild shrimp ravioli. And remember, order the brand new Bang Bang Jumbo Lump Crab Cake. That is that delicious, creamy, 5-ounce jumbo lump breaded crab cake with a kick for those who like to spice it up with some meat. Perfect time, though, when I mention this. You know, you may have your routine order when you go to Captain Chuckie's. You go on to the next day or so. Check out the desserts, the sides, the appetizers, and we're getting into that season, the soups. Their golf shrimp is a huge hit. It's always wild-caught, never farm-raised, and you got to have, for any event, the Dom Roll. You can visit Captain Chuckie's. There's one near you, one website, welovecrabcakes.com. That's welovecrabcakes.com. They'll give you everything you need to know. Headed to the shore still, visit captainchuckiesattheshore.com.
The following is a paid commercial announcement.
Just 2 years ago, Bob Casey told us his vote for $1 trillion spending spree would miraculously reduce inflation. Casey promised his vote
will reduce inflation.
Have you been to a grocery store lately? Did Casey reduce anything except his credibility? In fact, it was Bob Casey's vote for reckless spending that caused this inflation in the first place. Prices went up, and now you're paying more for almost everything. Casey admits he failed. Prices have skyrocketed.
skyrocketed. Just listen to Casey.
You have boneless chicken going up 38% and paper products like toilet paper going up 35%.
Groceries cost more. Rent and housing cost more. Pennsylvania families are struggling. Casey promised to fix this mess. Instead, he made it worse. Bob Casey failed. We need a change to get back on track. It's time to change Washington. It's time to fire Bob Casey. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateLeadershipFund.org.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
For the pulse of a city, even if it ain't pretty.
The Dom Giordano Program.
On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
All right, Dom Giordano time on YouTube, youtube.com/1210WPHT, holding up what Henry rightly called the other day a great conversation piece. There's a battle. Where should this be placed in my treasure trove at home? Roe in her living room to add to it, maybe on the mantelpiece or something. No. This belongs in the Dom Dome. So that when we're on Zoom or I broadcast from home or whatever, everybody has access to it. It's a public treasure. I got to carry it around with me. It's the award that Rich and I got the other night from Zionists of America. Their executive director, Steve Feldman, with us. And then more of your calls on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, thank you very much. I will tell you, your work of love here has gotten a lot of conversation. And I will fight to make sure it's in public view, not in a living room.
Well, just don't cut it in half so it's one half of an inch. Don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. It is a beautiful work. So, Steve, the other night, a great event honoring people like this student from Penn who talked about what it was like on a college campus for Jewish students, but in general. And then Zioli and I with the Journalism Award, Judith Krupnik. It was spectacular. But we started to, we're on the cusp of October 7th, and it's going to be very interesting given the events in Israel with Hezbollah, the attack on Beirut now, the response in Beirut by the Israeli government. Your thoughts from this organization as we move toward October 7th, what you like to hear public figures saying?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me back, and good afternoon to you and Henry and Dan and your audience, and congratulations on your well-deserved award, and the same for Rich and all of our honorees. It was a special evening. We're an educational organization, the Zionist Organization of America and the Greater Philadelphia Chapter and all the chapters. We're an educational organization and we're an advocacy organization. And October 7th should not just be another day on the calendar anymore, especially among Jews worldwide, Jewish people and our friends, Christian Zionists, other Zionists. Just like September 11th shouldn't just be a day on the calendar anymore. It should be a day dedicated to educating people the facts about the Middle East and advocacy on behalf of not only Israel and the Jewish people, but the truth. The truth has gotten lost. The truth has gotten corrupted. And so I would like to call on counterparts from organizations around the world, Jewish educators, teachers, to make this a day of education and advocacy on behalf of Israel, on behalf of Zionism, on behalf of Jewish rights, and on behalf of the U.S.-Israel relationship, which people-to-people is still very strong, but from a lot of elements of the United States government, including the White House, it's gotten pretty rocky. So that's what I would like to see October 7th be in perpetuity.
Without a doubt. Steve, the other thing, too, that came up the other night, and people even documented this, some of the reports you filed on the Philadelphia School District. There's a teacher in Northeast Philadelphia in the Inquirer again today that's suspect to me. This is ongoing, and it is always or almost always one way or the other anti-Israel, anti-Zionist, anti-Semitic. It comes down to talk about that. And it just seems now we have a new director of the Philadelphia Public Schools there a year. They are just incredibly circumspect and incurious and unwilling to deal with this.
Yeah, thanks. We did a groundbreaking report, our chapter, Greater Philadelphia ZOA, back in 2022. A lot of the Jewish community said we were exaggerating. It wasn't happening. It's not true. It's minor. We don't claim, and I don't claim to be prescient. I just look at the facts that are there, as do my colleagues at ZOA, and we bring them to light. Other people can choose to ignore them, and that's very dangerous. They'll catch up with us eventually. If you ignore them, they'll get worse. It's not only the schools, K through 12, even pre-K, which are supposed to be fact-based. Fiction and fantasy belong in the literature classes, maybe, but in history, geography, science, the facts have to be a priority. And the same for the librarians and libraries in the city. We documented that also. People think, I don't know that people think that K through 12 schools are safe as milk anymore. I think people have learned. People still think that libraries
exactly.
are. And they have to learn also that it's a problem. It, in the wrong hands, meaning a librarian with an agenda, these are also have become indoctrination factories. And it has to be changed. And with the schools and in places where the library is managed by, run by the local government, as it is in Philly and a lot of the suburbs, it gets the government's imprimatur. So not only is it a rogue librarian or rogue teacher doing this, endangering the present, endangering the future, it has the government's seal of approval. So it's not just
right.
some renegade person. The government is saying, this is okay. This is what we want society to believe, even though it's patently false, patently dangerous.
Without a doubt. Steve, where do we go for more information about Zionists of America?
Thank you. So to reach the Zionist Organization of America locally, our Greater Philadelphia chapter, our email is office@zoaphilly.org, and our website is philly.zoa.org. National ZOA has wonderful stuff. The email is info@zoa.org, and the website is zoa.org. Wonderful advocacy, education materials. We have a newsletter every week locally. We encourage people to get involved. Dom, I cannot thank you and Rich and the station enough. You're just champions of the truth, and we appreciate that, and we honor that. Look forward to next year's event. We hope you can be a part of it again. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thanks very much. It was spectacular. Steve Feldman, Zionist of America. Okay. We have Dom's Money Melody coming up and your calls. A lot of people getting in now at 855-839-1210 on the side question. Secret Service, we still heard kind of vagaries today. Why not put this into a full report? We'll give you a little bit more on that. But phone lines are 855-839-1210.
We don't care who you vote for in the upcoming election. You know why? Because this is not a political ad. Jim Cipriotti and the Retire Ready Financial Group meet with people every day wondering if they should be doing something different with their money because it's an election year. At Retire Ready Financial Group, we want you to know where your money is, how it's performing,